All right, back at it. We got the Jets this week. They got a lot of explosiveness offensively. I think their offensive line does a great job running, run blocking. They've really added extra dimension with Harvin, and the backs run hard. You got Decker, who played at University of Minnesota, so we'll have our hands full with us with them. And then defensively, they got a strong front seven. Wilkerson, Richardson, Pace, they're physical, and so we're going to have to do a great job against those guys, their front seven guys.
I think they ran the ball 49 times in that last game. Do you expect them to be that one-dimensional?
You know, you never know. If you get 200 yards rushing in the first half, you're probably going to stick to it till you stop it. But, you know, that would be a good test for us. We haven't played the run as well as I would like to, and I'm sure that they see that as well.
Run defense is right now, I think the yards per carry is up to like 4.4 in the season right now.
Yeah, you know, it's not where I want it to be. Sometimes the situations in the game dictate that. The coverages dictate, you know, that you're taking away other areas, but still it should be better than that. I don't think we do a good enough job of stopping the backs when we hit them for not falling for three after contact and things like that. I think we got to do a better job in those areas.
This thing there, is it missed tackles? Is it not being in gaps? What do you think the biggest thing is?
No, I mean, you know, we've had some quarterback run on this too, which, you know, last week they had 54 yards. Rodgers had 50 yards, I bet. So some of it is that, and then some of it was, like last week on a couple of them, we misfitted it. I don't think we had a lot of missed tackles last week, you know, not as many as we did the week before, but we're not thumping them enough that when we hit them that they go down. You know, it's sometimes it's, you know, like I say, you know, they get a couple, 2-3 yards, and those add up, you know, when you're running the ball 30 times.
With read option stuff where Cam was able to get through there. I mean, is there a key to kind of fixing that and probably see more of it this weekend again with the Jets?
Yeah, we'll see more of it. And, you know, it's guys just – I think it'll help us because we saw it, you know, again for another week. But a little bit of it is, you know, understanding exactly where they're trying to go with it.
With Harvin, has it kind of been tough with – the way that they've used him so far?
Well, they do everything with him. They put him in the backfield as a back. They put him, they run reverses with him. They run screens with him. They run, you know, pretty much everything. So he's definitely a focal point of what they're doing.
When you've got a guy like that, does it alter how you use your personnel? Just knowing that even if he's on the field, he might not necessarily be out at the receiver, could be in the backfield.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of different, you know, the other guys, I mean, we'll know where he is. It's the other guys making sure we get the right matchups and everything else when they've got, I mean, they might have three backs and two receivers in there, and he might be the lined up as the back. It could be, they might have three tight ends and two receivers, and he's the back. So it's, you know, it's he could line up anywhere.
Make your preparation harder then? I mean, to you know, get the defenders to understand different concepts?
Yeah, I think so.
He said he's entering that part of the NFL season that he's not accustomed to, you know, that final four-game grind. What differentiates rookies from being able to power through that and succeed, and others that may slot backslide, especially him playing such a demanding position?
I think it's more about the most of the young guys that I've had, they don't really, you know, when they're playing, they don't really hit that wall. It's the guys that are, you know, the kind of not playing near as much, those are the kind of guys that, you know, the so-called rookie wall that I see. I don't see guys that are playing. I mean, you know, these guys just play, and he studies, and I don't think there'll be any issue with that with him.
The extra workload with Sharif out the past couple weeks.
Good. He's doing good. He's he actually graded out real well last week. He plays the run good. So I'm sure he'll get a good dose again this week.
What do you expect from Anthony Barr this week?
I don't know. We're seeing how he's going, and we'll see more as the week unfolds.
Having a guy like that more important going against a team that has run it so much and concentrates on that?
Well, it is important, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, that's kind of his specialty right now. It's not really rushing the quarterback, but that's kind of his specialty.
And a two-back backfield, does that add much to your preparation? Because the Jets have a similar backfield.
When they put two backs in there?
No, preparing for two different backs as opposed to one feature.
Well, yeah, Ivory is a downhill, get his shoulders turned, angry runner. He runs angry. And Johnson is a slasher that has, you know, breakaway speed. And so, you have to be mindful of what guys can do when they're out there, yeah.
Can they use one versus another?
Not yet.
Focus going in is those two backs.
Or do you look at Decker and Harvin? And
yeah, I mean, they've got a lot of explosive guys. You know, the tight ends are good players, and they added Harvin obviously. And so our focus is everything, really. I mean, it's, you know, you always want to stop the run first, but.
That was him when he walked in.
I think he's faster. Looks good.
This week, I mean, how would you not the player, but how would you like to kind of settle? Would you like to have kind of two guys to rely on back there? One guy? I mean, how do you kind of see that?
Well, I think you have to have three, but you'd like to settle with two, yeah. And just, you know. But they have to do a good job in protection. You know, there's more to it than carrying the football. And so when we all get in the right place and we all do the right things, then they'll continue to get more carries. Good. Guys, it's easy today.